Hi, I'm Jackie Vrabel with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I'll be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newspaper, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be, and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the July edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Get your insulin going. Once your cells become insensitive to insulin, your risk of type 2 diabetes climbs. Can exercise help? Danish researchers randomly assigned 188 sedentary, overweight, or obese people to bike, start biking to work, mod, do aerobic exercise, walking, running, rowing, cycling, or cross-training at a moderate pace, VIG, do the same aerobic exercise at a vigorous pace, or CON, continue their sedentary lifestyle. Each exercise group aimed to burn 320 calories a day for women or 420 calories a day for men on 5 days each week for 6 months. Compared to the CON group, insulin sensitivity improved 26% in the VIG and 20% in the bike group, but only 17% in the MOD group, which fell below the 20% target. Bonus, all exercise groups lost belly fat. What to do? Don't like to bike? Walk, run, row, spin, swim, whatever. Vitamin D and cancer. Many people with GI cancers are low in vitamin D. Could taking more help? In the Amaterasu trial, scientists randomly assigned 417 patients with mostly colorectal, stomach, or esophageal cancer to take vitamin D, 2,000 IUs a day, or a placebo. Over 5 years, it took no longer for the vitamin D takers than the placebo takers to relapse or die. In the Sunshine trial, scientists randomly assigned 139 people being treated with chemotherapy for advanced or metastatic colorectal cancer to take a high dose of vitamin D, 8,000 IU a day for 2 weeks, then 4,000 IU a day, or a standard dose, 400 IU a day. The high-dose group fared no better than the standard-dose group. After the researchers adjusted for age, sex, race, weight, metastatic sites, and other factors that could affect cancer progression, the high-dose group did better, but that result needs to be confirmed in a larger trial. What to do? Take vitamin D if your levels are low, but don't rely on it to help treat GI cancer. No breakfast? No problem. Does skipping breakfast make you pack on pounds because you overeat at lunch? Scientists looked at 13 trials that randomly assigned adults to either eat or skip breakfast for 1 day to 16 weeks. The results? Breakfast skippers ate 260 fewer calories per day. What to do? Don't worry that skipping breakfast leads to weight gain. Scared of omega-6s? Avoid vegetable oils high in omega-6, says Healthline.com. That includes soybean, corn, and some safflower oils. Avoid? Researchers pulled results from 30 studies that tracked roughly 69,000 people for 3 to 32 years. Those with the highest blood levels of linoleic acid, a key omega-6 fat, had a 23% lower risk of dying of cardiovascular disease than those with the lowest levels. Blood levels of arachidonic acid, and omega-6 fat that is often vilified, weren't linked to a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. What to do? Don't fear omega-6 fats. This study, partly funded by mayo and margarine maker Unilever, isn't definitive, but other evidence backs up advice to replace saturated fats with polyunsaturated fats rich in either omega-3s or omega-6s. Butt out? Supplement sellers cash in on smokers, by David Shard. Two-thirds of smokers want to quit, and about half try each year. Fewer than 1 in 10 succeed, despite the fact that the FDA has approved both prescription and over-the-counter drugs that could help. Enter supplement sellers trying to make a fast buck on Amazon. Some have even won coveted Amazon's Choice Awards. We asked 15 companies for evidence that smokers who take their supplements are more likely to quit. None provided anything even remotely credible. Here are a few examples. What evidence? Quit smoking safely and naturally boasts elimination, 6 botanicals, 1 vitamin, no need for nicotine gum. The evidence? Elimination has helped many, many people give up smoking for good, but there are no scientific studies that show the likeliness of success, conceded its manufacturer. Nicoban will help you break free from nicotine addiction the natural way, promises the supplement's website. 24 botanicals, 7 oils, ox bile powder. Got any scientific studies showing that it helps? No, admitted the manufacturer, but we estimate that Nicoban works about 75% of the time. Amazon's Choice? Think you can trust claims on Amazon's Choice items? Clear Airways, 9 vitamins, 2 minerals, 12 botanicals, 5 other ingredients, told us that a doctor wrote white papers about studies showing that the supplement works, but wouldn't tell us which studies. Results do vary, said the company. One needs to also be willing and take an initiative to cut back on smoking, exercise regularly, eat healthy, and drink a lot of water with lemons. Quit Nutrition, 13 vitamins, 9 minerals, 8 botanicals, 2 other ingredients, cited a 4-day study of one of its 32 ingredients that didn't test quit smoking. Lobelia Loophole, Easy Quit, 2 botanicals, 1 other ingredient, and Vice Breaker, 4 botanicals, credited the herbal ingredient Lobelia for their supplement's effectiveness. Luckily for them, that supplement companies don't have to honor the FDA's ban of Lobelia from over-the-counter anti-smoking drugs, gums, and lozenges. There's no credible evidence that Lobelia helps people quit smoking, says the FDA. We asked Easy Quit's manufacturer for studies showing otherwise, but got easy zip. Unqualified? Quit smoking the all-natural way, claims Nicorex, 11 botanicals. And that's based on, unfortunately, we are not qualified to advise customers about medical studies, said Nick RX's Amazon seller. Qualified to take their cash? You bet. You are one click away from being smoke-free, says Nicotine Quit, 3 botanicals, 2 other ingredients. Why should we believe that? It will help leveled nicotine in your body, was all the company, through its Amazon seller, could muster. Leveled nicotine in your body. Watch out, Granny. Grandma's Herbs Kick It, 14 botanicals, advertises on Amazon that it not only helps in overcoming smoking addiction, but also aids in overcoming drug addiction. Oops, that illegal claim could land Grandma in hot water. The FDA has zero tolerance for substances that make bogus claims about curing drug addiction. Grandma didn't respond to 2 inquiries via Amazon. An email sent through her website bounced back. And now another recipe from the Healthy Cook, Best Dressed. A punchy dressing turns crisp lettuce, crunchy veggies, and juicy chicken into a feast. Tahini lemon dressing. Ingredients: 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup tahini, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, 1 clove garlic finely minced, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1 teaspoon kosher salt. Whisk ingredients with 2 tablespoons water until smooth and glossy. Makes 15 tablespoons. For 1 serving of salad, 2 cups salad greens or cold steamed spinach or other greens, 1 cup shredded cabbage or kale, 1 cup raw or cooked veggies, 4 ounces cooked chicken, tofu, or shrimp, a few leaves of mint, basil, and or cilantro, 3 tablespoons of tahini lemon dressing. For a dazzling peanut dressing recipe and more, go to nutritionaction.com/peanut dressing. In a nutshell, how to find the best nut and seed butters by Lindsay Moyer and Jennifer Urban. Peanut butter's got competition, and not just from almonds. There's cashews, macadamias, soy, peas, and seeds. Most nut and seed butters offer a nice dose of nutrients, some protein, magnesium, zinc, copper, and vitamin E, along with their good fats. But do you also need added omega-3s, egg whites, collagen, or coconut? And which butters add enough sugar and oil to rival frosting? Here's our guide to the nut butter aisle. What to look for. Spreads run the gamut from nothing but nuts to dessert. Here's what to look for in a serving. 2 level tablespoons. 1 added sugars. No more than 3 grams. That's the limit for our honorable mentions. Best bites have no added sugar. Roasted nuts plus a pinch of salt equals great taste. Saturated fat. No more than 3 grams. That much or less is all you get in most butters made only of nuts, seeds, peas, or soy. A 3-gram limit also lets in some no-stir types that add a touch of solid, more saturated fat, often palm oil, to stop their natural oils from separating. Sadly, palm oil plantations often destroy rainforests and wildlife, and although many labels tout sustainable palm oil, those standards may not go far enough. Some say environmental groups. Solution? Look for no palm oil. Protein, at least 6 grams. You get roughly 6 to 8 grams in most almond and peanut butters, but some spreads add enough sugar and oil to displace some of their nuts, which cuts the protein to 5 to 7 grams. Macadamia and cashew butters typically start with just 2 to 4 grams. If you want some plant protein for your schmear, they're not the best. We didn't set criteria for calories. Nut butters get their roughly 200 calories largely from healthy fats. Tip, butters may not be as filling as crunching on whole nuts. Sodium, a few top 150 milligrams. Watching every milligram, many nut butters have less or none. Nut versus nut. Almost any nut can be turned into a butter. The 3 most popular, peanut butter, our taster's favorite, hands down. Bonus, it's cheap. Almond butter. Almonds' sweet taste may not please peanut butter devotees, and a jar usually costs twice as much, but you do get slightly more fiber, magnesium, and vitamin E, plus 8% of a day's calcium. Peanut butter has only 2%. Cashew butter. Pricey cashews have less polyunsaturated and more saturated fat than most other nuts. Another downside, cashew butter has roughly half the protein, 4 grams and 2 tablespoons of almond or peanut butter. A better butter? Nut butter should be simple, but brands add or subtract whatever sells. Some claims, which can appear on better or worse butters, that you can ignore. Protein. 2 tablespoons of plain, unadulterated peanut butter have 8 grams of protein. So why bother with more expensive RX nut and protein spread? 9 grams of protein, with its 1 egg white per serving. But kudos to RX for adding dates instead of sugar. Collagen. Wild Friends calls its nut butter the yummiest way to get your collagen, but $10 for a jar of peanut butter or $14 for a jar of almond butter when there's no good evidence that eating collagen will improve your skin? You gotta be nuts. Omega-3. Jif Omega-3 adds just 32 milligrams of EPA plus DHA omega-3s from fish oil, what you'd get in roughly 1/20th ounce of salmon. Keto. Keto-friendly, FBOMB, think fat bomb, nut butters, feature macadamias, so they wind up lower in protein and higher in saturated fat. Reduced fat. Most powders are fine, but spreads didn't get best bites or honorable mentions if sugars or starches like corn syrup solids replace some healthy nut fat. Natural. Many regular nut butters use fully hydrogenated oils, which are saturated, not trans fats, and safe mono and diglycerides to keep their natural oils from separating. But some natural nut butters simply replace those ingredients with saturated fat from palm oil. No nuts. Can't eat nuts? Here's your options. Sunflower. Of all the no-nut butters, honorable mention Sun Butter Natural and Trader Joe's Sunflower Seed Butters won over our tasters. The only ingredients? Sunflower seeds, sugar, and salt. Sun Butter Natural Sunflower Butter is processed in a facility free from the top 8 allergens. That means no peanuts or tree nuts. Trader Joe's is also processed in a facility free of nuts, the company told us. Bonus. Sunflower seed butter delivers more folate, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin E than peanut butter. Soy and pea. Wild Butter blends its toasted soybeans with oil, sugar, and salt. The sneaky chef uses golden peas, but flavor-wise, we weren't nuts about them. Imposters. Some sweet spreads look like nut butter, yet they have more sugar than nuts, or no nuts, period. Nutella. Nutella hazelnut spread is a happy start to your day, proclaims the jar. Enjoy it with whole grain toast, pancakes, strawberries, banana, and many other foods. Not so fast. Nutella calls itself a hazelnut spread with cocoa, but a sugar spread with palm oil would be more honest. Nutella, which we estimate has just 4 or 5 nuts in each serving, squeezes in more calories, saturated fat, and sugar than Betty Crocker rich and creamy milk chocolate frosting. Cupcakes for breakfast, anyone? Trader Joe's cocoa almond spread isn't much better. There's more sugar, about a third of a day's max, and oil than almonds or cocoa. Cookie butter. Lotus Biscoff cookie butter is crushed refined flour sugars, cookies, plus sugar and oil. Despite Biscoff's peanut butter hue, it has no nuts, and little to none of their protein, fiber, magnesium, or nutrients. And the sneaky 1 tablespoon serving listed on Trader Joe's Speculoos cookie butter makes it look like it has half the calories of real nut butter, 90 versus 190. In fact, tablespoon for tablespoon, calories are no lower. Want a sweet nut butter? Some better bets. Chocolate. Most went beyond our 3-gram added sugar limit. The two best tasting, Justin's Chocolate Hazelnut and Almond Butter, 8 grams of added sugar, delivers Nutella-like taste with more nuts than sugar and oil. Yummy Peanut Butter and Company Dark Chocolatey Dreams, 6 grams, is less than half the price of Justin's. Vanilla. Look for honorable mention Simply Balanced Creamy Vanilla Almond Butter, 2 grams, at Target. Spreading out. Tahini isn't for spreading on your sandwich, but the paste, made of just toasted sesame seeds and sometimes salt, is the perfect base for salad dressing, sauces, and more. Most brands taste similar. We liked Whole Foods 365 Organic because it's easy to shake up and unlikely to separate. Store it in the fridge. And to list off some of the Nutrition Action Health Letter's best bites for peanut butter, we have Smucker's Natural Creamy or Chunky, 365 Whole Foods Creamy or Chunky, Wild Friends Classic Creamy, Trader Joe's Organic Salted Valencia, Smucker's Organic Creamy or Chunky, Maranatha Organic Creamy or Crunchy. Bright Stuff. Summer Fling. Nothing says summer like stone fruits, named for their hard pit, like peaches, plums, and nectarines. But one member of the group, Fresh Apricots, often gets lost in the crowd. And that's a shame, because it's hard to beat their delicate flavor, slightly tart skin, and sweet interior. If the apricots at your supermarket don't wow you, look for some perfectly ripe, sweet samples at your local farmer's market for July. Treat apricots like avocados. Buy them when they yield slightly to the touch, let them soften in a brown paper bag on the counter, and when ripe, store them in the fridge for 3 to 5 days. These juicy little orbs supply more than pleasure. Expect a good dose of fiber, potassium, and vitamins A, C, and E, all for just 70 calories in an official 4-apricot serving. Not content to just slice or nibble your fruit straight off the pit? Try adding slices to yogurt, cereal, or oatmeal, or stir them into a hearty Moroccan chicken stew. Apricots also add a delightful surprise to grain or green salads. Top 4 cups salad greens with 2 sliced apricots, 1/2 sliced avocado, and 2 tablespoons sunflower seeds. Whisk together 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon balsamic vinegar, and 1/8 teaspoon salt with a grind of black pepper. Drizzle over the salad, serves 2. Bonus, keep your eyes peeled for dazzling apricot-plum hybrids, pluots, plum cuts, and apriums all summer long. Food porn, P-Zone Defense, the ultimate comeback. 17 years after its debut, the cult favorite P-Zone is back, returning to Pizza Hut menus nationwide, announced the chain just in time for this year's NCAA basketball tournament. Just what we've been waiting for. For the few poor souls who somehow missed the P-Zone earlier fame, here's how the company describes it. Sealed inside a toasted Parmesan pizza crust, the beloved P-Zone is filled with savory pizza toppings and melted cheese, baked calzone style, and served with marinara dipping sauce. Beloved? The TV ads get right to the point. It's meaty, cheesy, melty, and you know it's big. Because if there's one thing Americans need right now, it's big cheap pockets of white flour stuffed with cheese and processed meats like sausage and pepperoni. Each meaty pizzone has 1,150 calories and close to his day's worth of saturated fat, 21 grams, and sodium, 2,270 milligrams. It's like eating two Pizza Hut pepperoni personal pan pizzas. The pepperoni, 970 calories, and Supremo, 980 pizzones aren't much better. There is a whole generation of people who have never had the P-Zone, Pizza Hut's chief brand officer told Forbes. We thought it would be fun to introduce it to them during March Madness. Madness indeed. Quick tip. Need honey, peanut butter, or molasses for a recipe, but can't get it out of the measuring spoon or cup? Lightly coat the spoon or cup with oil first. The sticky stuff will slide right off. Dish of the month. Miso broccoli. In a large nonstick saute pan, saute one minced garlic clove and 2 tablespoons olive oil for 1 minute. Stir in 1 tablespoon miso paste and 2 tablespoons water. Add 4 cups broccoli florets and stir fry until tender crisp, 1 to 2 minutes. Serves 4. Ad Nauseam by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. What will they think of next? Madison Avenue execs are happy to run up their billable hours dreaming up new shticks to make their clients' products look good. And if some of those marketing ploys mislead people or encourage them to overeat, hey, that's business. Here's the latest crop. Half-caked. Cut the sugar calories in half and keep the whole cake, says the ad for Stevia in the raw. So if you use Stevia to replace half the sugar, you can cut enough calories to eat the whole cake? Sure sounds that way. But Stevia only cuts the sugar's calories, not the cake's calories, roughly in half. Made with Stevia, the cake has 430 calories per slice, a 1/12 of the cake, claims the company's website. Made without Stevia, it would have about 510 calories per slice. So why show that half cake? Reducing sugar, calories, and confusion from your recipes by swapping out half the sugar for Stevia in the raw, says the ad. So much for reducing confusion. Eat up. Aaron imagined a world with unlimited pizza abilities, says the ad for the drug Nexium. Can you? Just one pill a day offers all day, all night protection from frequent heartburn. That's right. Overeat to your heart's content, then just pop a pill to tamp down your stomach acid. Voila! No heartburn. Never mind that people with excess weight are more likely to suffer from acid reflux. That Nexium, so concerned about the public's health. Much ado about? Not much. Brewed with no corn syrup, says the Bud Light ad, which ran during the Super Bowl. The ad follows a medieval Bud Light brewer as he and his crew schlep a misdelivered barrel of corn syrup first to the Miller Lite Castle. We received our shipment this morning, then to the Coors Light Castle. Looks like the corn syrup has come home to be brewed. Yes, Miller and Coors use corn syrup, but it gets fermented, so a 12-ounce can of Coors ends up with an insignificant 1 gram of sugar. Miller and Bud Lights have none, and corn syrup is no worse than any added sweetener. Talk about a non-issue. In March, Miller Coors sued Anheuser-Busch over the ad. Here's the real problem. With 70% of U.S. adults overweight or obese, both industry giants should start labeling calories on all their beers, not just their lights. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, Nutrition Action's publisher, has written to them and to the Treasury Department to press for alcohol facts labels. Churn that sugar and oil. Keep calm. It's triple churned and 2 times richer than milk, gushes the ad for Caramel Latte Coffee Mate Coffee Creamer. Triple churned? Since when do they even single churn mixtures of water, sugar, oil, casein, natural and artificial flavor, mono and diglycerides, dipotassium, phosphate, salt, cellulose, gel, cellulose gum, and carrageenan? And yes, each tablespoon has more fat, 1.5 grams, than you'd get in a tablespoon of whole milk, 0.5 gram. So does half and half for just about any creamer? Surely Coffee Mate isn't trying to cash in on the cream is back craze. Nah. Unjuice. Little choices make a big difference, says the ad for Naked Strawberry Banana, as a woman parks far from a store and checks her Fitbit to see her step count. Like nutritious fruit smoothies, the ad continues, as the woman takes a long swig. Let's hope that woman didn't think she was burning up those smoothie calories in her 30-second parking lot trek. That wouldn't make a dent in the 250 calories she'd get by downing the 15.2-ounce bottle. What's more, liquid calories don't curb your appetite as well as solid calories. And along with the featured strawberry and banana puree, Naked adds apple and orange juice. Want a Naked snack? Dump the juice, eat the fruit. Protein puffery. With that much protein, is this still a snack? Asks the American Quality Pistachios ad. Wow. Just how much protein are we talking about? You'd think the ad would say. In fact, an ounce of pistachios has 6 grams of protein. Not a trivial amount, but pretty average for nuts and seeds. Pumpkin seeds, 9 grams, and peanuts, 7 grams, have more. Almonds and sunflower seeds have the same amount, and walnuts, 4 grams, and pecans, 3 grams, have less. Don't get us wrong. Nuts rock. But protein-wise, they pale next to, say, plain Greek yogurt or extra-firm tofu. Each has about 15 grams of protein and 5 ounces and fewer calories. Guess it's easier to exaggerate when you hide the numbers. It's complicated. 2 eggs made fresh in seconds, says the ad for Jimmy Dean's Sausage Simple Scrambles. Jimmy blends his eggs with sausage, pork plus water, potassium lactate, caramel color, sodium phosphate, and diacetate, beef fat, and a touch of MSG in the seasoning, and pasteurized processed colored cheddar cheese. Cheese, water, cream, sodium phosphate, salt, vegetable color, powdered cellulose, and the preservatives sorbic acid, potassium sorbate, and natamycin. Simple? Fresh? Not so much. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, triangleradingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening. Here's to your health.